Hey everyone, welcome to the AT Junkie Podcast. It is Tuesday, September the 9th, 2014, and today is the day that Apple has made a lot of big announcements for products that are going to be coming out in the next few months, and we'll be talking about a lot of that stuff here today and try to put everything in a nice little package for you so that you have all the information that you need when making a decision on what to purchase and, in some cases, what not to purchase. Our official website is atjunkie.com, and I appreciate everybody who has been leaving feedback on Facebook and Twitter. I appreciate you guys who have been emailing me. Some of the people that I know that listen to the podcast have called me, wishing me luck and good wishes on the new job that I'm going to be starting. So, for those of you that haven't heard already, I am leaving the Department of Rehab for a new position. But if you go to atjunkie.com, you will have everything you need to keep up with what we're doing here on the podcast. And, of course, all the products that we talk about will be prominently featured on the main page of atjunkie.com. Obviously, social media stuff is there as well, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. If you want to be one of the first to know what's going on in the world of blindness, low vision, and, of course, assistive technology, you should probably follow us or friend us on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll have all the info. We've also got some AT Junkie t-shirts, and I want to thank people who have been buying those shirts up and wearing them around. It's helping to get the word out, and I really appreciate that. Trying to do a lot of good stuff with this podcast and keep people educated sometimes entertained. So anyhow, let's get right into it. Today, Apple introduced a few new products and some new software. We'll start off with the new iPhones that are out. You've probably seen on the news and some places on the internet that Apple has introduced two new iPhones to the market, and they'll be available next Friday. The first one is the iPhone 6, and it is a 4.7-inch screen. And it looks really good, thin model, it weighs less than a half a pound. I think they put it at like 5 ounces. It's got some new features in it that we'll talk about in just a second. If you're looking to purchase the iPhone 6, it starts at $199 for the 16 gig model. And then for $100 more, you can get the 64 gig. And then $100 on top of that will get you a 128 gig. So they're skipping the 32 gig and going right for the 64. So you're either going to get, 16 gigs, 64 gigs, or 128 gigs. And they're $199, $299, and $399 respectively. The other iPhone that they've put out is an iPhone 6 Plus is what they're calling it. And that's got a 5.5-inch screen, 5.5-inch screen, with similar features to the iPhone 6. The price on those, again, for the 16 gig is going to be $299. The 64 gig is going to be $399. And the 128 gig is going to be $499. And, of course, you should check with your current carrier to see what you get with the reduced price. So when we talk about how they start at $199, that's always with some type of commitment. Usually it's like a 2-year commitment to be able to get that phone at that price. So a couple things that they're putting in there as far as the new hardware. Obviously you've got a faster processor. You've got a different and supposedly better camera on a lot of these. They showed some decent photos on there, and the good cameras are going to help. It's an 8-megapixel camera. They're going to help with things like the KNFB reader that's going to be coming out very soon. And, you know, I'm kind of on the fence on whether or not I'm going to buy the KNFB reader. Some people are saying, you know, heck yeah, I'm going to buy it. I can't wait for it. Other people are saying, absolutely not. I don't need it. I can do the same type of stuff with less expensive apps. And it's, you know, it's all a personal preference. I don't know what I'm going to do just yet with the KNFB reader. For those of you that don't know what the KNFB reader is, it is an app that allows you to scan printed document and or printed documents and have it read back to you with digitized speech. So if you're blind or if you have low vision and you can't read print, you know, that's basically going to be an app that will help you out. The cost of the app is going to be $99, and you'll be able to install it on your iPhone and have it, you know, do its thing and read you, you know, menus and printed documents and things like that. So, again, I'm on the fence about it. I don't know how much I would actually use it. I'm sure I would use it, you know, every now and then, but, you know, to make a purchase of $100 just like that, it's not a ton of money, but it's definitely a lot more than I usually pay for most apps. So for me, I'm just going to wait and see what happens. I'll let you guys know on future podcasts if I decide to buy one and maybe do a review on one. So yeah, that being said, you know, with these new iPhones, you should be expecting most of the developers of the apps that you're currently using to introduce updates to those apps, because there's going to be new software coming out for your existing iPhones and iPads and all that. And that software is called iOS 8, and it's the latest, you know, addition to the operating system. And in order for the developers to make their products ready for that new system, they're going to require to, you know, they have to do some updates. And so you should expect a bombardment of updates in the next few days, next couple of weeks, especially as they get ready for that new software to come out. And we strongly recommend that you download your updates before you update your operating system on your iDevices, okay? It's just, you know, you'll have better luck with those apps working. So make sure before you update to iOS 8 that you check for updates and get as many of those updates down as you possibly can. You also may see, when you open up iTunes on your computer, apps being downloaded, you know, as far as updates go, you'll see some apps coming down that you may not have used in a very long time. Sometimes we buy apps and we forget about them because they don't work for us, or we just stop using them after a while. So, you know, if iTunes still thinks you have that app, it's gonna download the update for you. So, you know, it could be that you, especially if you're a big app trier person, if you try out a lot of apps, you'll see quite a few coming down. So it may kind of, you know, take a while for everything to download and install. So just be mindful of that, and you know, everything should be fine. So the iPhones, again, you know, new camera, updated speed, and Apple is introducing something called Apple Pay. And what that's going to do is allow you to pay at a store or a restaurant using your iPhone. Instead of pulling out your plastic credit card and your ID and handing it over to the clerk, or if you're at a restaurant and you give the server your credit card and they walk off with it somewhere to the back of the store, Lord knows what they're doing with your credit card. You know, a lot of them are honest, some of them maybe not so much. So this will be a way for you to pay your bill without ever having to pull out a credit card. And what it does, it doesn't actually put your credit card number into your phone, but it basically assigns a unique code to your credit card. And, you know, then there's also some security measures with respect to the security code that's normally on the back of your card. It's going to actually generate one for each transaction. So it's pretty cool the way they've decided to put it in there. I'm still not 100% convinced. I want to see it in action for quite a while, especially after all of the iCloud stuff that's happened recently. Allegedly, you know, hackers were able to break into Apple's iCloud, and that's how all those naked pictures got out of all these celebrities. I don't have any naked pictures, thankfully, but I don't think I'm going to be putting my credit cards into the Apple Pay, at least not for the first several months. I think I'm going to kind of wait and see what happens with that. So Apple Pay is definitely something that they're going to be pushing out. It's been used around the world. As a matter of fact, the technology that Apple Pay is kind of using, it's called NFC. And what it does is, again, allow you to pay using a mobile device. And in England, in some places in Europe, it has actually taken off big time. And that's what people are using the majority of the time to pay at different stores and restaurants. It's just like an electronic way to do it. Supposedly, it's a lot safer. And I believe it is, but I still want to wait and kind of see it in action, you know, all that type of stuff. So I think I'm going to wait a little bit on putting my own credit cards into Apple Pay. Another thing that Apple introduced today is the Apple Watch. And as I said earlier this week on the podcast, you know, the Apple Watch is something that Apple wanted to get into the market with. A lot of its competitors like Samsung and I believe Sony and a few other companies have come out with what they call smart watches. And Apple is going to be pushing these watches hardcore. It looks like they're going to start at $349. There are three different versions of the watch as far as like casings go. The watch itself is going to be the same no matter what you get. But there's a stainless steel one. There's an aluminum one, which is a sporty kind of model. And then there's a gold one, that is, 18 karat gold as far as the casing goes. And everything on the inside is basically going to be the same. So, they're saying they're going to start at $349. The three different brands, basically, or the three different watches have unique looks to them. The face of the watch you'll be able to change with software, so it's not even something that you have to, you know, choose a watch and that's the one you're going to be stuck with. You can actually change the design and the look of your watch because it's all done, you know, by software, and the appearance of it is just going to be what's up on the screen. So that's definitely something pretty cool. At least they're trying something new. It has been a while, I guess since 2010, since we saw Apple come out with a new product. And in 2010, they came out with the iPad. And since then, you know, they've done like iPad minis and different variations of iPhones and all that. But for the most part, you know, they hadn't had a new product since 2010. And, you know, this iWatch or Apple Watch is going to be pretty interesting to see how many people go for it. They also are going to have different styles of bands that you can choose from you know, like a stainless steel type band to a leather looking band to a sporty band. So there'll be plenty of those to choose from. I don't know how well it's going to sell. And obviously, you know, the question that a lot of people are asking is how accessible is it going to be for somebody who's blind? Will it work with voiceover? Will it work, with magnification? The answer to that is officially, Apple has not announced and they haven't put anywhere in the features section, a voiceover, piece. So they haven't really announced that it's going to work with voiceover, but they haven't said it's not. The watch is going to have a speaker in it and also a microphone, so you can actually talk like using the phone. So with there being a speaker there, one could assume that it's very possible that you're going to have some type of voiceover support. But that is absolutely not definite. So, you know, I guess in the next few weeks or so, we'll know more about it as they continue to release information on it. Now, the phones you can actually get as early as next Friday. They'll be available for you to purchase. As far as the watches go, they're talking about early 2015. So it's definitely going to be a few months before you can purchase some of that stuff. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. I know the phones will work fine with VoiceOver. They're testing them now. They're beta versions of the new software, you know, the iOS that people are testing. And, you know, always right before the release, they make a lot of bug fixes and things like that. So it looks like it's going to be fine as far as the new software goes for the iPhones. The watches, we're just going to have to wait and see. I'm not sure. I don't know anybody who's played with one of them, and I don't know what the future is going to hold as far as VoiceOver. The other thing with the watches, by the way, is that basically it's not just like a timepiece. You're going to be able to look at email on that watch. You'll be able to do different things with different apps. There's an app that will guide you whenever you're walking to a destination. They showed that app during the conference, and it looked like it's going to work fairly well. I just don't know what the VoiceOver capability of that app is, or even of the watch is going to be. So definitely something to look forward to. All right, as for the conference itself, I got to say, heads will roll in Cupertino. Apple did not do a good job in putting together the presentation from a technological standpoint. All the products looked really good. The presentations were done very well. However, there were many, many technical glitches. People were panicking, I'm sure, behind the scenes. And I kind of enjoy seeing that. I really do. I think it's really funny to watch tech guys just lose their minds because something isn't working right. And everybody's just running around, testing different cables, hitting buttons. You know, it was just a bad time, especially for the first 40 minutes or so of the presentation. It was a bad time for Apple. For a long period of time, on the American feed, you had the Japanese interpreter. You can hear this lady translating in Japanese, obviously for all the Japanese viewers, and it was popped into the American feed somehow. And at some point, she finally, you know, went away. They either cut her mic or they switched to the proper feed. But it was a mess. And, I got to say, people will be fired. If you guys are looking for jobs and you are tech people where, you know, you deal with this type of stuff, you know, putting together presentations and all that, you might want to get your resume ready because I can tell you right now, more than likely, heads are going to roll at Apple. That was not impressive. And if I am the competition, I'm paying attention, and I would probably, again, you know, I would take the opportunity to beat them up a little bit with my advertising and, you know, just give them a little bit of a hard time, which I could see Google, especially Samsung, with all the lawsuits that they've had back and forth. I can see some of that happening. And, you know, that it is what it is, man. You know, Microsoft was a beast for a long time, and they still are. They've screwed up presentations. So it's nice to see the king lose his S, you know what I mean? Like, I think it was really funny. And you know, it's happened to me when I do presentations. Heck, it's happened to me when I try to put together this podcast, and then you think back on it later and you laugh. So I do laugh at myself, but I definitely enjoy watching tech people just lose their minds. And that's pretty much, I'm sure, what happened today. I had this image in my head of just people just running all over the place, you know? So anyhow, that's basically it. A lot of good stuff to look forward to with Apple, a lot of decisions that people are making. You read about them on Twitter, you read about them on Facebook, and, you know, everybody's trying to start making decisions as far as what they're going to buy, what they're not going to buy. And so far in the blindness community, the watches look like a bust, but it's still too early. We don't know enough about them to be able to make a decision like that. So anyway, that's basically it for me. ATJunkie.com, I really appreciate your feedback. I appreciate how much support you guys have been giving the podcast. I'm looking forward to moving to my new place, get the studio built again, and, you know, make sure everything's going good so we can do a very professional, you know, much better put together podcast for you. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let me know what you think. Facebook, Twitter, ATJunkie.com, and help spread the word. All right. Take care.